website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, October 17th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages for questions for Dr. Jeff. Going to try to store those in my Sioux Animal Hospital SAH folder on my phone. If next Wednesday, he's normally on from 9:15 to 9:30 on Wednesdays, if I don't get your question asked to Jeff next Wednesday, text it to me again. These folders are getting filled up quite a bit with different text messages from different folks, so my phone seems to be getting a little overwhelmed. I've actually had to delete a couple of folders. The PAGS video folder, I had over 412, I believe, messages in that folder. Said it was reaching my capacity, so I had to delete it. Any of you who have asked for the PAGS video, I've had to delete you out of my folder in my phone. Hopefully, you got the video from me. You've been able to share it with people. And as well as the 10xvotes.com text message from Lance Griffin. I've shared that roughly 300 and I thought it was 86, something like that, times. So we had to delete that folder as well. These are two things as we're heading closer, 19 days, I believe, away, 18 days away from the election. We are down to the final couple of weeks here, what they call and refer to as momentum. This coming Tuesday, the 22nd, will be 14 days before the November 5th election. Early voting starts, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, October 26th through Sunday, November 3rd. I don't know if you guys caught it yesterday or not, but Kamala Harris, being desperate, finally did a sit-down with Fox News. And she did it during prime time. The interview aired last night, special report with Brett Baer from 6 to 7 p.m. It was amazing that Brett Baer was being so aggressive with her in trying to get her to answer questions. Specific questions, yes or no answers, a couple of them. A couple of the questions were specific numbers. Give us a number. But because she didn't like the premise of the question, she went into what's called a stall tactic known as deflection. She deflected the question. She tried to give an answer that was not related to the question. And when he interrupted her to say, Madam Vice President, that's not the question. My question is this. She said, I'm trying to answer your question if you'll let me speak. Trying to make it look like he was cutting her off and not allowing her to answer the question. When in fact, he gave her the opportunity to answer the question. She chose not to answer the question. She tried to change the subject. So he's trying to get her on topic to the direct question that required a direct answer. She refused to do it. Now, the only point out of that entire interview that got her on the record on a specific issue was support of Israel. She came out full-blown and said, we support Israel, we always have, we always will, and I will, when I get elected, continue to support Israel. Well, in that process, she lost the Arab vote. Flat out, end of story, game over, mic drop, checkmate, whatever you want to call it. Game, set, match, it's over. She is not going to get the Arab Muslim vote. Dearborn, Hamtramck, other Arab communities around the state of Michigan and the country. It's over. It's that simple. Why? Because they want Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party, to basically stop supporting Israel, to end the war in Gaza, and to work out a third state solution to that territory. Well, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, not interested. Not only am I not interested in a third state solution, I'm going to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth. That's what he said. When they attacked Israel on October 7th and did the things that they did to innocent Israeli citizens, men, women, and children, their dogs, all of it, guess what? It was war. It was an act of war. They didn't ask for it. They did not expect it. It was completely went under the radar and absolutely killed thousands, kidnaps. You've heard it all. Horrendous what they did. There's still hostages being held by Hamas. There's still U.S. citizens being held by Hamas. Why hasn't Biden Harris gone in there and said, give us our American citizens back. Give us them back now. It's the worst handling of a foreign policy issue ever. Because I can guarantee you one thing. I know how Donald Trump thinks when it comes to foreign policy. I figured him out watching him 4 years being president. He would have got a hold of Hamas and said, those U.S. citizens will be returned today by 5 o'clock, or I'm going to use the U.S. military in concert with the Israeli military, and we are going to blow you off the face of the earth. If we end up having to kill our own people to do it, so be it. Collateral damage, be what it may. The bottom line is this. You either give them back by 5 o'clock, or you are all dead by 6. The clock is ticking, and Donald Trump would have hung up the phone. There's no negotiating with terrorists. You don't negotiate with these people. You tell them exactly what you're going to do, and then you're prepared to carry it out. The torture, the raping, all the things that they've done is horrific. And without a doubt, folks, without a doubt, you have to understand one very key important thing. The timing of this could not have been worse for Biden Harris. Now, Harris, during the interview, kept saying, I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not Donald Trump. I am Kamala Harris, and I'm going to be the president that is going to come forward and bring a new generation of leadership to the White House. Basically referring to the fact that Donald Trump and Biden, born in the 1940s, older white guys, yeah, well, that's not me. But then Bret Baier very quickly, succinctly said, okay, you're not Joe Biden. So what specific policies would you have done differently or will do differently than what Biden has been doing for the last 3.5 going on almost 4 years? You have to understand that he wanted a direct answer. What specific policies would you have done differently and or plan to do differently going forward? She didn't give him an answer. She could not come up with three specific policies, which is all you'd have to do, because magic comes in threes when answering a question. In baseball, you have three strikes. In answering questions, if you give three examples, that's usually enough to satisfy an aggressive interviewer like Brett Baer was last night with Kamala Harris. Fox News poll has Donald Trump up in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If she loses Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, it's game over. Donald Trump is the president. Forget about Georgia. Forget about Arizona, Nevada. Forget about it. If she loses Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Donald Trump wins. It's that simple. And in those three states, Fox News has Donald Trump up and has him up big. Now, momentum. You have to look at that component of it. It is appearing, according to the polls, even the Real Clear Politics averages of all of them, Donald Trump is trending, J.D. Vance is trending. That's why they're coming to Michigan again. Trump will be in Detroit. Barack Hussein Obama is coming to Detroit to rally for Harris. Michigan is in play, folks. Big time. That's why they're laser focused on us. Pennsylvania, he was there last night. The point you have to understand, momentum builds as the train picks up more steam, as it goes down the tracks farther. It's called momentum. Momentum going into the election is going to be the deadline for it a week from this coming Tuesday. This coming Tuesday is October 22nd. That's 2 weeks before the election. The following Tuesday, October 29th, the week before November 5th, it's game over. Once you get to a week before the election and momentum is on your side, you can't stop it. It's automatic. It's on autopilot. Donald Trump will win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by Tuesday, October 29th. That's going to be part of the 9 days of early voting. That's going to be based on polls. That's going to be based on exit polling of people leaving the polling places and telling people who they voted for. If you are polled as an exit poll, 9 days early voting, do not lie. Tell them the truth. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, discussing the national polls, the Real Clear Politics averages, 538, Quinnipiac University, ABC, NBC, CBS, Wall Street Journal, every single poll out there monitoring the polls, monitoring things happening in this race. Now, I've got queued up in the next hour a news story that will absolutely validate and support everything I just said about these polls, about things happening. In the process, you have to understand that campaigns know what's going on based on internal polling, boots on the ground, the actual campaign effort of things that are happening. They are totally aware, up to the minute, basically, what's going on. Harris may have a lot of signs out there by their rabid supporters. You have to understand, people are emotional right now about this election. Everybody needs to calm down. Number one, don't tamper with political signs. If your license plate, a photograph is taken of it, and you tampered with an election sign, you could be prosecuted. Everybody has cell phones. If you see somebody getting out of their car, approaching a sign, and taking it out of the ground, or damaging it, destroying it, spraying, painting it, whatever they're doing, take a picture of it and get their license plate. Send it to me. I will forward it to that campaign. I will forward it to the authorities in that municipality. You don't call 911, you call the sheriff's department. The county sheriff is the person where you start with. If the county sheriff defers it to a Michigan State trooper, I know one in Gaylord. I've been working with him on a couple of these sign thefts that have taken place where we have photographs, we have evidence, and as a matter of fact, I'll be speaking with them today right after the show. From there, the investigation is done. Then it's turned over to the prosecutor. in Charlevoix County, Oscar Barden, the Republicans there, got the evidence, submitted it to the sheriff, Sheriff Vondra in Charlevoix, presented it to the prosecutor. The prosecutor is going forward and prosecuting the person. Congratulations to Charlevoix County. You're doing it the right way. We have a couple of pending cases happening in Presque Isle County. We have a couple in Otsego, and we also have one in Sheboygan. We have evidence. Now, it's going to be up to the sheriffs. It's going to be up to the prosecutors to decide whether or not they're willing to go forward and prosecute the people who broke the law. If they don't, I'm going to let you know about it. It's too late to put somebody on the ballot right now for some of these seats, but there's going to be another election. This is going to be memorialized. This will be recorded. This will be written down, and we will, this isn't a threat, this is just telling you the truth, we are going to keep this information for future elections. So if you're a sheriff or a prosecutor and you're hearing this show, or somebody you want to share this with, a county sheriff or prosecutor you may know, we are going to expect prosecutions. And if you don't do it, you'll be held accountable at your next election. Don't blame us for you not doing your job. The laws are the laws. They're on the books for a reason. Most Republicans, most conservatives, most patriots are not out there destroying Harris signs, Elisa Slotkin signs. We don't do that. We put up our signs and get our message out to the voters. That's what we do. And then let the chips fall where they may. It's all going to be over 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. Again, a week from Saturday, this Saturday, the 19th, the following Saturday, October 26th, 9 days of early voting starts. Find out from your clerk if in that 9 days of early voting, are you allowed to put your ballot into the tabulator, into the machine, so you know you fed your ballot in there. If that's the way they do it, then do it. If not, then consider voting absentee. If you're not going to be in town on Tuesday, November 5th, you can't vote on Election Day. You need to investigate. You want to make sure, though, that your ballot gets counted in the tabulator. Ask your clerk the process. If I come in and vote early, do I get to put my vote, my ballot, into the tabulator? The answer, I believe, is yes. But you need to check with each municipality, local, township clerk, village, city, to find out how they do it. But during the 9 days of early voting, when Vicky did it in Torch Lake, they allowed people to enter their ballots into the tabulators, and then they had the numbers at the end of the night. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at